Good day. Greatness, the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Thank each and every one of you for your support. Today, we are going to focus on consistency, or subtopic, the power of consistency. I was thinking about this on the last couple of days, that sometimes you don't see your dream come to pass or your dreams come to pass because you stop being consistent. Sometimes you don't see your dreams come to pass, not because the dream was not your dream to fulfill, not because you were not in the right moment or the right season to fulfill that dream. Wasn't that you didn't have the proper resources, was that we just quit. And I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I want you to look at your life as a garden. And you are the garden. You are the gardener. And every day you're planting those seeds. You're planting those seeds. But like a gardener, you have to go out there and you have to water those seeds. You may have to fertilize the ground. You have to water those dreams. You have to fertilize those dreams. And then the summer comes and you have to pull the weeds. Then you have to plow the ground again. And then winter comes, you might have to harvest, or you might have to protect your crops. And then spring starts to come in again, and then you start the cycle all over again. And then one day you wake up and you say, you know what? I had enough of this. Or you put the seed in the ground and you start to water the seed. But then, over a couple months, you don't see a shoot that comes out of the ground, but you don't realize that beneath the soil is being germinated. Beneath the soil, that seed is under the ground. It's tapping into that potential in that seed. And sometimes the very day that you give up on your dream or what you're going after, the next day, that dream was going to come to pass. The next day, there was somebody who was going to reach out to you. The next day, there was somebody who was going to be waiting on the corner, because they know every day you pass this way, or every day this is where you set up your booth to sell your product or your service. But the day that you decided to quit is the day that an individual decided to come and connect with you. I want to encourage you today that don't give up on your dream. Do not give up on your dream or your dreams. You see, I grew up in the Bahamas. I grew up in the islands. I was born in the islands. I grew up in the islands. Now I live in the United States of America. But I'm always using this analogy of fruit trees or vegetation because that's how I grew up. You see, your dream may be a tomato. Your dream may be an apple tree, or your dream may be a mango tree. And growing up in the Bahamas, whenever I saw a mango tree growing, it could be just 2 feet. I knew one thing. We were not going to have mangoes the next year. Because we already knew that in order to get mangoes, it takes a couple of years. I knew that if I saw a coconut tree growing up in the islands, I knew that we were not going to have coconuts next year. Why? Because it takes years for a coconut tree to grow and produce some coconut. But if I saw a tomato plant, I knew that in a couple of months, we were going to have some tomatoes. If I saw a watermelon growing, the plant, I knew that in a few months that we were going to have some watermelon. If I saw some cassava or potatoes, yes, if I saw some potatoes, I knew within that season that we were going to have potatoes. I'm saying all of this to say this. The dream you have may be a mango tree. The dream that you have, it may be a coconut tree. Meaning that the dream you have is going to take years. You know, I saw one of my friends a couple weeks ago. And to give you a backdrop on how this podcast got started a couple years ago. And I started a couple years ago. One of my friends by the name of Dwayne Scott. He said, you know what? He encouraged me. He said, you love to motivate. You love to inspire. You're into personal development. You love people. you love people. He was like, you should get into a podcast. And I got into the podcast. And I did like about the first 16 episodes. And then I stopped. I brought some new equipment and then I stopped. And then this year, I think it was here this year, I said, you know what? Let me use what I have and let me start bringing out some more podcasts. And a couple weeks ago, I brought out a podcast and I was bringing out the podcast probably every 2 weeks. Maybe 3 weeks might have passed and I brought out a podcast. And I never forgot one of my friends. I'll call his name. Mr. Chris Walden. He said, you need to start bringing these podcasts out every week, man. He said, if you bring these podcasts out every week, he said, I never forgot what he said. It's going to catch on. It's going to catch like a fire. And then in no time, your podcast is going to get known. And what he was telling me in that moment, hey, buddy, be consistent. Be consistent. Every week you bring a podcast to your community. And I thought about that. I say, imagine when I took that break, whether it was a year or so, or a year and a half. Imagine if I was consistent bringing out a podcast. I thought about it. Imagine if I was consistent in some other area. So I want you to look in your life and your dreams today and ask yourself, what are you stop being consistent with? Imagine if you wake up every day and you're a consistent drinking water every day before you do anything. I have water right next to me. Imagine if every day you are consistent. Imagine if every day of you are consistent. I'm going to be consistent every day just hugging my children. I'm going to be consistent every day loving them. Imagine if your dream that you wake up every day, you say, there's something that I'm going to do to wake on my dream. Whether it's to send an email, whether it's to record something, whether it's to brainstorm, but imagine every day you're being consistent. You know, I'm reading a book this year, and you know, people buy all of these books. I decided to buy two books, but there's one book that I'm reading every day. I like to listen to the audio. The Greatest Salesman by Og Mandingo. The Greatest Salesman by Og Mandingo. And he has a principle in there. He says, I will persist until I succeed. I will persist until I succeed. Meaning that I will continue to water the ground. I will continue to water my plants. I will continue to water my garden until I see my fruit. What dreams have you given up on that you have decided based on maybe some circumstances, real life? You might have gotten married and decide that's it. You might have gotten, you might have a newborn, or you might have some children, and after you got children, you say that's it. You might have been sitting at your job for years and you say that's it. You might have gotten in an accident and you said that's it. Here's the thing. Whatever your dreams are, if you don't fulfill those dreams never go away. Those dreams die within you. I encourage you today, as your coach, Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes, I encourage you today, pick up those dreams. I'm picturing like an old book over by the China closet. And on that book, it's just dust of years accumulated over the years. I want you to go over there, which represents your dream. Blow that dust off, clean it off, open up those dreams again, and you continue to go after them. Because the dream that you're going after, it may not be a tomato plant. It may not be a watermelon. It may not be, your dream might not be a potato dream. Your dream might be a coconut tree that takes years to grow. Your dream might be a mango tree that takes years to grow. Your dream may be an oak tree that grows so high into the sky that all of the birds and animals around can come for shade and come and relax. Consistency. I want you to be consistent with your dream. And imagine if you are consistent with your dream for the next year. As this year comes to an end, we in the last quarter. As you come to this, to the last quarter, imagine if you are consistent with your dream. Every day you do something. Something with your dream, whether you pull weeds, you water the ground, you fertilize, you check the ground. Imagine if every day that you continue to work on your dream, imagine how that will compound in weeks and days and years to come. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes. And you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. And remember, the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Be consistent. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your dreams. Be consistent. Like Art Mandingo from The Greatest Salesman, I will persist until I succeed. I encourage you, persist, water, plant, water, plant, persist until you succeed and see your dreams come to pass.